Paul, firstly, you've had your meeting with Randy Lerner. What can you tell us about the meeting?
No, it was good with the chairman, as it always is. And the big thing for me is the chairman's come out publicly and said the club's up for sale. When you're up for sale, I think anybody would say it's going to be really challenging now because you're open to uncertainty of what's going to happen. But yeah, you're quit on something, or you keep going, and you roll your sleeves up and you get right stuck into it, and that's what I intend to do. But when you have that uncertainty, it wouldn't be.
How can you do your job with that insecurity? Because you must feel insecure. How can you do your job? Because most managers buy players and plan for a longer term. How can you do that?
Well, you've got it, Tom. As I said, you either quit on it or you go on with it and get through it. The most important thing is asking of other football clubs, which I've always said. If the chairman sells it within a week, 2 weeks, 6 months, a year, somebody else will come and take the fort on as ownership. So, but at the minute, the most important thing is this club. And that's, as I said at the time, when the fixtures come out in the summer, Aston Villa better be in a better place in the Premier League rather than the Championship.
You said to us at the last day of the season that this club's got to buy better players, it's got to have better players, yeah. Better quality. How are you going to do that when players that are coming don't even know if you'll be here, don't even know who'll own it? How can you actually implement that?
Well, I think players now, they come and, as I said, they're with us coming here, it's a brilliant football club. Mm. It's got fantastic support behind it. They'll come. There's no two ways about it. And I know the club needs better quality, proven footballers. That goes without saying. It's a club that should be, as I said before, should be up in that top half anyway. No, there's no two ways about it. So the name Aston Villa itself will make people want to come to it. Okay, the uncertainty is who's going to be the chairman or whatever the case may be. But that won't stop people from coming.
You mentioned proven players, quality, experienced. Mm. They don't come cheap. No. As Randy said, you can bring those players in.
Well, you still have to work within the circumstances that's been set to you.
But same as last season?
That's something that, obviously, I think we'll go through time, what will actually happen on that side of it. But I'll identify players that I think will come in here. But this football club needs strong players to carry it through.
With all due respect, I haven't really got the answer there for the Villa fans. Will you be able to bring them in?
Well, you're going to go and try, that's for sure.
I know you will, but have you been given assurances that you can?
No, I think that'll happen as time goes on, that. When if I see one or I think one can come in and do it, then we'll go and try and see if we can do it, but we'll certainly go and try.
Paul, some of the supporters will think, well, we can't be bothered to come back and every season because they might not like you, the fact that you're staying. They might not like that. Villa nearly got relegated. 4 years of pain they've suffered. They might just think, why should we stick with the club?
I don't think they will. It's too big a club. I think they'll get right behind it. Sometimes the adversity, it pulls people together. And this season could be, or this over the next few months, could be that time of, okay, our club's for sale. The chairman's been honest with everybody and told everybody what's going to happen. And you pull together. That's what I'm saying. For the sake of the football club, that's when everybody has to galvanise each other.
Did you ask Randy if there was something imminent regarding the sale of the club?
Yeah, I did, yeah. And he was as honest as anything, as he's always been. So I know the situation of what's going on, and I'm pretty sure if something happens in a week or two or 3 weeks or a month or 6 months, how long it takes to sell a football club, I don't know.
A lot of people on social media and et cetera were thinking that you were going there to get the sack. Did you ever fear that you were walking in to see Randy and you'd be fired?
No, listen, I don't worry about things like that. As I said, my main objective was the football club. What happens to me will happen. I've always been like that. I was like that as a player. I try and do my best every turn. Whatever happens, happens. But I also know that it's going to be a challenge for the season.
You still don't know whether you're going to be shopping at Harrods or Lidl?
I prefer to go to Harrods.
Which is a wonderful way of not answering. Because Villa fans are desperate to know if there's going to be better quality. You said yourself you want it, and they're desperate to know if there's going to be.
I want it, it needs it. That's that, and I'm like every other.
It's not your wallet, is it?
It's no man money, and I think people have to remember, the club's up for sale. That's a big answer.